This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega. You're tuned into another edition of Interviews by Nation Talk. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with National Chief Perry Bellegarde. The topic of conversation today will focus on the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's final report, the findings, and calls to action. But first, how are you doing today, National Chief?
I'm doing good, Nick.
Wonderful. So as mentioned, to start, maybe we can go a little bit more on the ASN's role in all of this, and you can just tell us a little bit more on that background.
Well, again, from the Assembly of First Nations, we were one of the signatories to the original agreement, so we worked with the church groups and everyone else to look at moving this issue about residential schools forward. And of course, with the TRC, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, there, that was one of the instruments, if you will, that was talked about years back to help deal with the genocide of the residential school system. And so from our perspective as one of the original signers, you know, we're very proud to be part of that, because that's one of the biggest issues that really hurt our people was the residential schools. You know, the breakdown of self, the breakdown of identity, the breakdown of family, community, nation. And so that was the role that the AFN had to play with it.
It's definitely, I think, very hard to find an Aboriginal family that wasn't touched by these happenings. So now maybe we can go into the actual findings and calls to action. I know there were quite a few of those calls to action. Maybe a little bit more background on that and how, of course, yourself and the AFN plan to really ensuring that these take place.
Yeah, there's 94 calls to action, you know, the Truth and Reconciliation members, you know, we lift them up and hold them up. Murray Sinclair and the team did a really good job, you know, of really listening to the truth. You know, they heard almost 7,000 witnesses come forward, and we lift up the survivors, because they didn't have to come forward. You know, but they came forward and told their stories and told the truth of what happened within those residential schools. And so we lift them up and thank them and acknowledge them for their efforts, you know, because it's not easy to relive their trauma that they went through. And so they've listened to almost 7,000 testimonies. And so now we say we've heard the truth. Now the next step is reconciliation and what needs to be done to bring that. And they've talked about 94 calls to action or recommendations to bring about a healing or a reconciliation after the negative impacts of the residential schools. And so we're lobbying all parties, of course, to make sure that they look at an action plan and a strategy to get them all implemented. And, of course, we've heard from Mr. Trudeau from the Liberals that they'll implement all of them. Mr. Mulcair is saying he'll do a slower approach, a more methodical approach to work with First Nations people to prioritize the ones that need to be looked upon immediately. And then to move them forward towards implementation. The Harper government are saying, well, we'll wait for the final report before they make a formal statement, of course, we need to keep pushing and get them to make a formal statement on it, because we don't want to wait too long, because we've seen the outcomes of things like the RCAP report, the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples, you know, another study that had great recommendations, but was all for naught if things aren't being implemented. So we want to make sure that there's a path towards implementation and bring about real reconciliation in this country.
Well, I know the range of issues are including, of course, child welfare, justice, education, health, and many more, obviously. And I know it's difficult to say, but what are some areas you feel that are really important, first off, and as you mentioned, that there's no time to wait, we need to work on these now?
Yeah, you can't really pick any one, you know, they're all pretty solid. But one of the things that is really a roadmap towards reconciliation is the adoption of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. You know, they've called for that, and that's on the overall broad arching theme of recognition of the inherent right to self-determination for us as Indigenous peoples. You know, it speaks to education and economic development and resourcing and all those things that are important to our livelihood. So looking at the adoption of the reconciliation, or the UNDRIP, the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, would be one of the key things as a roadmap forward to reconciliation. And that's one of the things that does jump out for me especially. Then the other one, of course, would be the whole education piece, you know, and I've always talked about the gap that exists in Canada between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. And we need to work together to close the gap that exists. And if we do that, this country will really be thriving and be a country that's respectful of diversity and respectful of even fundamental human rights, because that gap that exists, and I pointed out very clearly that according to the United Nations Human Development Index, Canada is rated anywhere between 6 to 8 in terms of quality of life. But when you apply those same indices to our people, we're 63rd, and that's the gap that needs to be closed. And so we got to look at education and more investments in training, more investments in housing, even access to potable water. So to me, to really bring about a reconciliation, you got to deal with some of those fundamental issues that face our people on a day-to-day basis. And so that would be where I'd start looking at and working with federal and provincial governments to bring that about.
Well, it seems like the highlights of this report are actually quite tied into the existing and continued work of the AFN as well, that you guys, of course, have been undertaking for many, many decades and continue to as well.
Yeah, there are some definite overlap, which is good. It kind of says that we're on the right track as the Assembly. For example, changing the curriculums right across Canada. You know, in every school, children from K to 12, every school system, the curriculum should be changed to teach about residential schools, the history of the residential schools, and the impact, you know, the past, present, and future impact of these residential schools should be taught, because it's Canada's dark history. And you can't hide it anymore, because basically when you look at the history of the residential schools, and then as well combined with the imposition of the Indian Act, those things need to be taught, because that's truth, that's fact, that's history, and that has had a huge impact on our First Nations communities. And that should be taught, because it helps get rid of discrimination and racism that's there amongst our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters. So they see things that have actually happened in this country. And so changing the curriculum is key. You know, bringing back to teach about treaties and Aboriginal rights in the school systems. And combine that with the importance and relevancy and validation that our Indigenous languages are as equally as important as French and English. So those are all recommendations in the TRC, and that's something we've been advocating for a number of years as the Assembly, that those changes should be taught and brought about in every school system across Canada. So that's really good to see that, because that is something we've been saying for a number of years now.
And it actually ties into a couple of my last points as well, because, of course, with the findings and the call to action, a lot of great stuff that needs to be implemented, and you touched upon it as well, where some of the initial steps need to be working with the parties. What are some other ways you feel that we can really work at implementing a lot of these changes sooner than later?
I think we can start working with other members of civil society or different organizations across Canada, you know, that can partner with us, because Canadians are very fair, open-minded people, and once they get the evidence and the truth of what happened, they'll want to, you know, a lot of people are saying, what, that really happened in Canada? How can that be, to take children away from their parents, you know? How can that happen in this great country? You know, and so they're just completely shooken up that this happened. And so they want to make a difference and make a change. And we have to partner with those people, you know, and make sure that governments listen to us. We need to partner with the church groups, partner with the unions, partner with the educational groups, human rights groups. You know, like, we have to partner up so that there's a great groundswell of support that will really bring about reconciliation in this country. And we can't do this alone, because it's really we have a shared history and we have a shared destiny going forward. And so our futures are so intertwined between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples, because nobody's going anywhere. And so we've got to work together and partner up and bring about that change in this country that's really what everybody wants, a brighter future for our children and grandchildren. So we don't live in the past, but we learn from the past. And that we make sure that our children and those generations yet unborn know what happened, and then really open their minds and hearts to be respectful of the diversity, you know, respectful and give the validation that's so deserving to our Indigenous histories and languages as well and cultures. And that's really what should happen to bring about reconciliation in this country. So we can work and partner with other groups, other organizations, that they really put pressure on governments to act and change and implement those solid recommendations.
Well, I really thank you again for taking the time, National Chief. Now, before we let you go, you know, maybe some final words of wisdom, you know, as per usual for the audience.
Well, final words of wisdom. Well, I think, you know, we have an election coming up October 19th. And I think, you know, if First Nations people get out and vote, we can have impact on 51 ridings. And I think it's important to get First Nations people around tables where decisions are being made on policies and laws that affect our lives on a day-to-day basis. So it makes sense to have First Nations people involved. And that means getting First Nations people involved in all parties. That means getting more First Nations people on boards of directors of private companies, private institutions. That means getting more First Nations people in the public and private sector in senior management positions. So at all levels. And so we have October 19th coming up. So I think it's imperative for us to show that First Nations people are going to be involved now, and we're not going to be marginalized, because we were given the right to vote in 1961. We never had the right to vote. So I think we have to exercise that political power and get organized and really make informed choices and assess and determine which party really has the best platform when it comes to dealing with our issues, which are really everybody's issues in Canada, because when we win, everybody wins.
Well, there you have it, listeners. Again, October 19th, it is definitely going to be a very important day for not only Canada, but Aboriginal Canada as well. So I really just have to say thank you again for taking the time, National Chief. And listeners, make sure to stay in touch, stay involved. CRC's final report will be out later this year. And again, please make sure to get out and vote October 19th. Sheena Gwetch, listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.